Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is Day 57 of the year, Thursday, February 26, 2026. I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading up to the Empire State today, New York. We are looking at District 16, which covers the dense, incredibly diverse, and economically vital suburbs of southern Westchester County, along with a little piece of the northern Bronx. And today, we are profiling a man who arrived in Washington after winning one of the most explosive historic elections in modern political history. We are talking about Democrat George Latimer.
Stephen, you cannot overstate how massive George Latimer's election was in 2024. He challenged the incumbent, Jamal Bowman, in the Democratic primary. Bowman was a high-profile member of the Progressive Squad. Latimer challenged him by running as a pragmatic, traditional, pro-Israel moderate. That primary became the single most expensive House primary in the history of the United States. It was a national proxy war for the soul of the Democratic Party, and Latimer won it decisively. He proved that suburban voters still care deeply about competence, infrastructure, and moderation over viral activism.
And he was able to win that race because he is an absolute legend in Westchester County politics. In the 119th Congress, he is technically a freshman, but he brought over 30 years of executive experience with him. Before Congress, he served on the Rye City Council, the State Assembly, and the State Senate. But most importantly, he served as the Westchester County Executive. He was basically the CEO of a county with a million people. He stabilized their credit rating, he built affordable housing, and he managed to cut property taxes for 5 years in a row. He knows exactly how government is supposed to function on a massive scale.
So when he got to Capitol Hill in January of 2025, Democratic leadership immediately recognized his value. He joined the new Democrat coalition, the moderate pro-business wing of the party. And he was placed on two incredibly important committees, the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the House Small Business Committee. Let's start with Foreign Affairs, because this was the cornerstone of his campaign. He sits on the Middle East and North Africa subcommittee. Latimer is a staunch, unapologetic defender of the U.S.-Israel alliance, and he is using that seat to push back against the isolationist wing of the Republican Party and the anti-Zionist wing of his own party.
But while he handles global diplomacy, his work on the Small Business Committee is where he is having the most immediate impact back home in early 2026. Just last month, in January 2026, he introduced the SBIR Administrative Funding Act. That is a bill designed to strengthen the Small Business Innovation Research Program, streamlining federal grants so local tech startups and innovators can actually get the funding they need without getting strangled by federal red tape.
He is also tackling incredibly practical, localized issues. Also in January, he introduced a bipartisan bill to address electric vehicle battery fires. As more people buy EVs, local fire departments in places like New Rochelle and White Plains are dealing with these incredibly dangerous chemical battery fires that traditional water hoses can't easily put out. Latimer is trying to secure federal standards and funding to protect first responders. It is exactly the kind of meat and potatoes legislation you expect from a former county executive.
And he is fiercely defending those local economies from the new administration in the White House. Just a couple of weeks ago, in February 2026, Latimer took to the House floor to loudly denounce the new president's proposed 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Latimer pointed out that a massive trade war isn't just an abstract economic theory. It is a brutal sales tax that will completely wipe out the profit margins of the small hardware stores, the grocers, and the independent retailers across Westchester County. He is sending letters directly to the Treasury and Homeland Security departments demanding tariff refunds for small businesses.
He has also been incredibly innovative with how he governs his district. In late 2025, he launched 7 citizen task forces across NY16. Instead of just relying on Washington lobbyists, he assembled local residents, veterans, and infrastructure experts from his district to actually advise him on drafting legislation. He is bringing the community directly into the legislative process. He also set up a massive local government outreach program to ensure every mayor and town supervisor in his district knows exactly how to apply for federal 2026 appropriations.
which is vital for a district like NY16. This is a commuter district. The Metro North railroad lines are the absolute lifeblood of Westchester. You have incredibly wealthy coastal enclaves right next to dense, working-class cities like Mount Vernon and Yonkers. They desperately need federal money to upgrade their train stations, mitigate flood zones, and expand their healthcare clinics. Latimer knows how to navigate the bureaucracy to get those checks cut.
He is proof that even in an era of extreme hyperpartisan politics, there is still a massive appetite for experienced, pragmatic governance.
The corporate marketing executive who became the CEO of Westchester.
The freshman institutionalist defending the suburbs.
That is Representative George Latimer. That is our profile for New York's 16th district. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.